This weekend in Mount Barker, Acoustic Vibes is coming. It's all going down at Keith Stevenson Park. Kicking off from 1 o'clock, there's going to be some amazing live Aussie music. Diesel's going to be there, Thirsty Merc, and one Reece Maston. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, so good, Reece. I've debated whether I should bring this up or not, but I'm just going for it. I had the biggest crush on you as a teenager. So the fact that we're talking now, I feel like my 15-year-old self is screaming.
Isn't that cute? Bless
I know. Now, I assume you've been up to a lot since we first saw you on our screens as part of X Factor. Are you looking forward to performing here in our region?
I am, yes. I'm from South Australia, so I actually came through last weekend, because me little sister got engaged. How time flies! I know, bless her cotton socks as well.
Jeez.
But I love it up there. I love South Australia. Every time I get to come back, it's amazing. So, yeah, I can't wait. We've done a couple of them already. We did Lake Bonnie, and we did one up in regional Victoria as well. And both of them, they're so cool because it's because of obviously the COVID restrictions and all those kind of things. Dave, the bloke that's put it all together, has really thought about it. And it's a different kind of festival, but it doesn't feel like, you know, oh, you can't go here, you can't go there. Everyone gets to sit back and, you know, Thirsty Merc and Diesel are absolutely incredible. And me and Adam, my bass player, we try and put on as fun of a show as we can. And it's just a nice night out.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, you know, the weather's still looking all right. It's not too cold, which is what we want. Do you reckon there's a difference performing for a regional crowd compared to your cap cities?
Yeah, it's different. I think it's kind of shifted, I think, over the last probably 4 or 5 years. That a lot of the capital cities, obviously, you get your bigger artists and, you know, your internationals, all that kind of stuff. So in some regards, you're kind of spoiled for choice. But then in other regards, I think artists, Aussie artists, have liked going out to regional places more now. And, you know, just mainly because I think, you know, regional areas, because they don't get the luxury of always having, you know, Ed Sheeran in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
They're out to, you know, have fun and come see some live music and stuff. So there's a different reaction now. And I think, yeah, all in all, I think regional is a great tool for us lot to be able to get back out there and play, you know, weekend after weekend. So I love playing regional.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Mount Barker, there you go. So it's going to be so nice to see people like yourself coming out and giving us a show. I feel like it has been really hard having no live music. Obviously for you guys as well, as you've said, being able to come out and perform is just so nice. As an artist, which you got into the game very young, was it weird to put the brakes on and go, well, what do I do now?
Yeah. In short, yes. Now, it was hard at the start because, everybody had plans. I think that's it, you know. Like, it was the new year and everyone's like, okay, you know, 2020 is my year. But yeah, it just kind of, everything just got put on a hold. I was supposed to be in England for most of 2020, starting a tour down there. And I had a bunch of music that I wanted to record. And I know a lot of people kind of, you know, everybody decided to do things differently. I think a lot of people decided to release a lot of music during that time. And I opted not to, just because I wanted to give it the best opportunity I could. And I didn't really see it happening during in the lockdown. And me and my partner were in the house for 200 days, I think she did, straight in the house.
Oh, my God.
So it was pretty heavy. And we ended up moving up to regional Victoria, where most of our friends are. Actually, it was like a horde of musicians left up and moved up to where we are in the Macedon Ranges. And I just picked up a job up here on the farm and stuff, just to get outside for a bit.
Yeah.
Feel, you know, just do something different. I didn't want to be sitting around doing nothing. So
was that kind of refreshing?
Work out there. And it was good fun, actually. If anything, you know, like I actually enjoyed the work, but more so, you know, getting back to the gigs now and starting to come out, and, you know, things like the Acoustic Vibes, the bigger shows that are put together with, you know, more and more people. It's just, I think, as you know, just not even musically, like, to be able to be around a lot of other people and see people happy and, you know, just having fun and letting loose for a little bit is, you know, you never thought that was going to go away.
Yeah.
You know, and when it did, you know, it was sorely missed. So it's been it's been a pleasure to get back to it and see it coming back. And, you know, I think it's one of those things now, it's like we should all kind of start to cherish the moments that you get to do that, because God knows what will happen.
Yeah, of course. And it's a really good time as well for everyone listening right now to remember that we've got to do our bit here and support artists like yourself, Reece, who have had to, you know, take on other jobs, put a hold on their career purely because of COVID. There are still tickets available if you want to get your hands on some. All you've got to do is head to eventbrite.com.au. It is happening Saturday. It's Acoustic Vibes at Mount Barker. Thank you so much for joining us, Reece.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Wishing you all the best. Hopefully we hear some of the old school classics during your set at Acoustic Vibes, hey?
Oh, they'll be there. Don't you worry about that.
That is what I like to hear. Thank you so much, Reece Maston. You can catch him at Acoustic Vibes this weekend. Don't go anywhere, Reece. We have more questions to ask you right now. It's a slice of Calvin Harris. This track features Pharrell and Katy Perry. Don't go anywhere.